Chapter 3. Robin Hood and his merry men were criminals. They hid in Sherwood Forest. They made a nice home. They wore green clothes and had big weapons. When people travelled through Sherwood Forest, the merry men stopped them. The merry men took money from the rich, but they did not keep the money. They gave it to the poor. Lots of people were poor. The people loved Robin Hood. They thought he was good. One day, a young man walked through the forest. He looked rich. "This is a rich boy," said Little John. "He will have lots of money." Robin looked at the young man. His clothes were fancy and bright red. He held a flower. He looked weak. "This will be easy," said Robin. "I will stop him on my own." Robin jumped out. "Stop," he said. "Give me your money." "I will stop," said the man, "but I will not give you my money." "Then we will fight," said Robin. "Okay," said the man. Robin was surprised. The man threw the flower away and got out his sword. He did not look weak anymore. Robin and the man in red fought. The young man was not weak. He was strong. Robin was in trouble. The merry men jumped out to save Robin. The man in red was worried. "I am a good fighter," he thought, "but there are too many of them." "You fight well," said Robin, "but we will still take your money because you are rich."
"Wait," said the man, "are you Robin Hood?"
Robin nodded. "Yes, I am." The man in red laughed.
"Why are you laughing?" said Robin. "Because you are my uncle," he said.
Robin was surprised again.
"Are you my nephew, Will?"
"Yes," said the man.
"I am here to join the merry men."
"Why?" said Robin.
Will was sad.
"I killed a bad man by accident, so now I am a criminal." Robin was sad too. "It is easy to become a criminal," he said. "The king is a bad man." Then Little John laughed.
"It's good that you want to join us, because you are an excellent fighter. I do not want to get hurt." Everyone was happy. Robin hugged his nephew.
"You are very welcome here," he said. "You like to wear red, so we will call you Will Scarlet."
"Here comes another man," said Little John.
The man coming down the road was not rich. He was a miller. He made bread from flour.
"Let's play a trick," said Robin. "We will jump out and scare him. But then we will give him some money."
"Yes," said Little John. "It will be fun."
"It will be a nice surprise," said Will Scarlet.
When the miller was close, they jumped out and surprised him.
"What's in your big bag?" said Robin.
"Come closer and you will see," said the miller. Robin and the merry men went closer. Suddenly, the miller threw flour at them. It went in their eyes. The miller laughed and ran away.
"That was not fun," said Little John. That was not a nice surprise, said Will Scarlet. Sorry, said Robin, no more tricks.